This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Abortion is murder. You have heard that statement many times by specifically those who are pro-life, and then those who are pro-choice are trying to tell you something else. But on this program today, I want to show you why abortion is murder in the eyes of God. And we have to understand that it is, in fact, murder in the eyes of God. Now, we have prepared a booklet, Are You Already Born Again? In this very eye-opening booklet, we are also showing some interesting parallels between the physical development of a human being and the spiritual development of a Christian. But that is something which is reserved for another topic. Today, I'd like to talk about physical abortion. And before you are very quick in saying that abortion is really not a problem because we are not at all dealing with a human being, think again. I'd like to give you a few facts today insofar as what is happening after a woman is conceiving a little child in her womb. And once you hear those facts, you need to really realize that we are talking about a human being. That a human being begins, human life begins when the mother conceives. In this booklet I just referred to, we give the following facts insofar as human life is concerned. First, we say that tragically, in this world that is ruled by Satan the devil, parents sometimes decide to abort their child. They don't realize that abortion is murder in God's eyes, but it is. It destroys human life. All human life belongs to God. Only God has a right to take human life. No human being has that right unless directly ordered by God himself to take the life of another human being. Now, some have said, we go on to say in this booklet, that an embryo is not yet a human being. They are wrong. A human being comes into existence when the egg of a woman is fertilized by a male sperm. A brief overview of the development of human life in the womb of the mother clearly reveals that an embryo is a living human being. By the time a human embryo is only 7 to 9 days old, several hundred cells have been formed and contact with the uterus has been made. Blood cells begin at 17 days and a heart as early as 18 days. The baby's eyes begin to form at 19 days. By the end of the 20th day, the foundation of the child's brain, spinal cord, and entire nervous system has been established. The heart begins to beat heavily on the 21st day. By the 24th day, it beats 65 times per minute. By that time, all of the embryo's organ systems can already be seen and compared with the organs of an adult. At the end of the first month, the primary brain is present and the eyes, ears, and nasal organs have started to form. By the beginning of the second month, the unborn child looks distinctly human. By the sixth week, the mouth and the face of the child are formed. The lines in the hands start to be engraved by 8 weeks and remain a distinctive feature of the individual. The hands and the feet are fully developed by the eighth week. At that time, the child occasionally places his thumb into his mouth. Earliest reflexes begin with the 42nd day. Brain waves from the child's brain have been noted at 43 days. After the 8th week, everything is present that will be found in the full-term baby. Between the 8th and the 12th week, the child can already feel pain and can suffer. A 9-week-old baby in its mother's womb reacts with strong movements towards the slightest touch. Before the aborting doctor touches a 9-week-old victim with his instruments, the tiny baby moves strongly with its arms, trying to place its thumb into its mouth. The body moves strongly, and the heartbeat increases to 200 times per minute. The child resists being killed. Abortion violates God's commandment against murder. It is also painful for the innocent child. Now I want to give you another report, what is going to happen during an abortion if the child in the mother's womb is older. And I am going to warn you now, because what I'm going to read to you is not going to be pleasant information. But I think it's important for you to understand why God feels so strongly about not killing, not aborting an innocent child in his or her mother's womb. This article is taken from Life News, dated May 23, 2013. And the introductory comment in this article is that Dr. Anthony Levatino is a pro-life physician from New Mexico, but before having a change of heart on the issue of abortion, Levatino did as many as 1,200 abortions, some of them after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Then, after his daughter died in a tragic automobile accident, he re-evaluated his position on abortion and stopped doing abortions. And then, earlier this year, he testified to a congressional committee. And I'd like to read to you from some of his statements. He says, "Your patient today is 24 weeks pregnant. Your patient has been feeling her baby kick for the last 2 months or more. Direct your attention to the surgical instruments arranged on a small table to your right. The first instrument you reach for is a 14 French suction catheter. Picture yourself introducing this catheter through the cervix and instructing the circulating nurse to turn on the suction machine, which is connected through clear plastic tubing to the catheter. What you will see is a pale yellow fluid that looks like urine coming through the catheter into a glass bottle on the suction machine. This is the amniotic fluid that surrounded the baby to protect her. With suction complete, look for your sofa clamp. This instrument is about 13 inches long and made of stainless steel. At the end are located jaws, about 2.5 inches long and about 3/4 of an inch wide, with rows of sharp ridges or teeth. This instrument is for grasping and crushing tissue. When it gets hold of something, it doesn't let go. The baby can be in any orientation or position inside the uterus. Picture yourself reaching in with the sofa clamp and grasping anything you can. Once you have grasped something inside, squeeze on the clamp to set the jaws and pull hard, really hard. You feel something to let go, and out pops a fully formed leg, about 6 inches long. Reach in again. Grasp whatever you can. Set the jaw and pull really hard once again, and out pops an arm, about the same length. Reach in again and again with that clamp and tear out the spine, intestines, heart, and lungs. The toughest part is extracting the baby's head. The head of a baby that age is about the size of a large plum and is now free floating inside the uterine cavity. You can be pretty sure you have hold of it if the sofa clamp is spread about as far as your fingers will allow. You will know you have it right when you crush down on the clamp and see white gelatinous material coming through the cervix. That was the baby's brain. You can then extract the skull pieces. Many times a little face will come out and stare back at you. If you refuse to believe that this procedure inflicts severe pain on that unborn child, please think again." Now, when I read something like that, I cannot believe the brutality and the cruelty with which we are dealing with our fellow man. You see, my friends, what I just described, what I just quoted to you, was a murder of an innocent child. It was murder in the eyes of God because it was premeditated. It wasn't just accidental. The surgeon took cruel instruments, and while aborting the child, he tortured that child beyond description. I mean, what we have just heard is just horrible to imagine. That's what's going on. And we are literally murdering our unborn children and not having any clue as to why God feel so horribly about it. Now, there's even more to the story. You see, when a human being is conceived in the womb of his or her mother, at that moment, that child, that new life, receives what the Bible calls a spirit, the spirit in man. Now, this spirit in man is different from the Holy Spirit. But every human being is becoming distinctively human because she or he receives that spirit. It's different from an animal spirit, so to speak. And that explains the difference between human intelligence and animal instinct. But you see, once you abort a child, once you kill a child in the mother's womb, you are taking human life, because this human being had become a human being due to the fact that he or she had received that human spirit. And of course, every human being has the potential of becoming a born-again spirit being in the kingdom of God, and people are destroying that potential too. Now, of course, we understand that those children will be resurrected, as the Bible says, in the second resurrection, that great white throne judgment. But those who are killing that child are guilty of murder. There are extremely important parallels between what is happening on this human level, on this physical level, and the potential of man. And all of this needs to be understood when we are very casually talking about killing human life, not thinking it is human life, because the Bible says it is. My friends, it is a horrible, horrible testimony against us in our civilized world that we are so casually killing and murdering innocent lives, human lives. It is high time that we wake up and that we understand why God is so upset with us. This is just one example out of many. I could give many more examples as to where we are so indifferent towards God's law and God's way of life. But this is an important one. And if mothers are pregnant, they are thinking in terms of abortion, aborting their child, please think again. Please consider what you are doing to your unborn child. And please don't do it. There are other ways, but please do not take the life of your child. This is a horrible thing to do. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.